In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching World War II. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the German introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. The involvement of several people was often required to save one Jew from the Holocaust during the German occupation. However, Sarah Diller was saved from the ghetto in Jasło in 1942 thanks to the determination and sacrifice of one person, the Polish woman Anna Bogdanowicz. Anna was born on 16 August 1904 in the family of Stanisław and Antonina Wroński. She worked as a teacher. In 1927, she married Marceli Bogdanowicz, an assistant at the district court in Jasło. A year later, she gave birth to her son Antoni, and in 1934 to Stanisław. From 1935, the Bogdanowicz family lived in Kielce, where Marceli worked in the district court prosecutor's office. Sarah Diller was born in Lesko on 14 September 1911, the daughter of Chaim and Feiga, members of the Jewish intelligentsia. Like Anna, she was a graduate of the private teaching seminar in Jasło and became a teacher. Before the outbreak of the war, she worked in Katowice. In September 1939, both women were in Jasło, where Sarah Diller had been tutoring Anna's elder son. The women maintained close contact until the establishment of a ghetto for Jews by the Germans. In August 1942, just before the liquidation of the Jasło ghetto, Sarah Diller obtained a birth certificate in the name of Maria Janina Dubiel. This enabled Anna Bogdanowicz and the doctor Julian Ney, Sarah's friend, to prepare an escape. In the evening of 14th August 1942, Sarah fled from the ghetto and went to the train station, where Anna was waiting for her. Of course, the birth certificate itself was not an identity document accepted by the Germans, so the trip to Kielce was very risky. Anna could not welcome her friend into her home because her husband, who was the mayor of Kielce under the Germans since March 1941, didn't have a friendly attitude towards Jews. However, she found temporary accommodation for Sarah at her friend's house, Mr. and Mrs. Gości, who were also teachers, and she provided Sarah with a false identity card. This enabled Sarah to register and receive food ration coupons for essential items. Then Anna helped her to find a room in Kielce, rented from an unsuspecting family of railway workers. Sarah also took up a job as a babysitter. During that time, Anna often visited her friend and helped her by supplying her with food. When the Germans arrested Dr. Julian Ney in Jasło in October 1942, Sarah moved again, this time to a forester's lodge near Kielce. There she probably continued to work, looking after the children of the forester, Mr. Rojek. On 6th of November 1942, Anna Bogdanowicz, together with her husband and son Antoni, were arrested. She was accused of helping to organize Sarah's escape from the ghetto. Marceli Bogdanowicz and her son were released after a short interrogation. Anna, who presumably took all the blame on herself, was detained in the prison in Kielce. On 16 December 1942, she was transported to Auschwitz. There, according to official data, she died on typhus on 14th June 1943. While in prison, Anna Bogdanowicz tried to warn her friend. Sarah Diller left the forester's lodge on time, went to Krakow and then on to Warsaw, where she stayed under a false name. In September 1943, under the name of Maria Helena Solecka, she was deported for forced labor to Austria, where she worked as a maid in the town of Bludenz. At the end of April 1945, she reached Switzerland via Liechtenstein. From there, she left for Israel in May 1946. Anna Bogdanowicz was honored with the title of Righteous Among Nations on 19th September 1983. Historians estimate that during World War II, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.